Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome to another wonderful show. I want to thank everybody that's listening and on the chat room. Every time I do a show, I always tune in and provide a message that relates to all the callers. So you may want to listen very intently because your answer to something you may be either asking or on the path of learning could be answered from those that I get messages from. I always like to also start off with a meditation because it helps us to all tune in and really give ourselves a little gift of love inside. So if you could just allow yourself to just get into a comfortable spot and put all your thoughts away. You can imagine them on an imaginary cloud, or you can put them in a bucket on the side, or put them into an ocean wave. You're welcome to get them back if you want on, although majority of the people, once they get rid of them, say, I'm done. So just go ahead and take some really deep, deep, deep breaths. And allow yourself to just go inside and see what it feels like to have no attachments, no focus, just a sense of letting go of any thoughts by putting them either on the clouds, or in the ocean, or in the bucket. Continuing to breathe as you see them float away. No attention, no focus, just pure love. Now dropping your eyes all the way into your heart. Just allow yourself to feel this beautiful love inside. As your heart becomes slightly bigger than the room, slightly bigger than the room, you feel the connection to the archangels, to the angelic realm, to the higher vibrational love beings, to the universal love. And if you decide you want to connect with the Christ energy, that's there as well. And all of these beautiful love beings are just sending you so much love. All you have to do is just allow it to enter into your heart. Sometimes we go out into the world looking for this. All we have to do is just close our eyes, open our heart, and connect to it. Imagine walking along a path, and this beautiful, bright light is just going forth. As you walk into this light, it's the light of this love. Allow yourself to just feel yourself walking into this beautiful love. And just feeling the nurturing inside the heart, inside the mind, inside the body, soothing and relaxing. uplifting and providing a sense of peace and sound. Every breath that you take, it becomes more profound with this inner peace, love, almost to a place where you feel a sense of joy inside. The heart smiles with glee. The mind feels so much of this beauty inside that it helps to relax even more. The body becomes more vital and healthy and upbeat and relaxed at the same time. It's almost like you're energized with this nurturing. As you breathe it all the way in, fills the whole entire body, the heart area, and the mind, all taking it in. And after you take three deep, deep, deep breaths, slowly come back to the room, allowing yourself to feel this nurturing as you slowly enter into the space of the moment. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a beautiful hug. Sometimes when we're out into the world, we tend to forget about tuning inside. And now that we've moved into this beautiful space of the second half of this year, a lot of the people that I've worked with and even people that have listened to the show have emailed me and shared how they're feeling the shift from what I call the human ego that has been so protective and so active and wanting to get answers or wanting to control situations or change things, making life more struggle-oriented because it triggers fears and insecurities and question marks all the time. And now that we're in the second half of the year, we're doing what we call a shift of the inner spirit becoming more active and partnering in a friendly, loving, nurturing, playful way with the human ego. You know, some people believe you have to kill off your ego or stop it or tell it to shut up or whatever those words are. I totally don't believe in that. I believe that we love every part of who we are and even the parts that of who we're not, because when we love them, we don't judge them. And when we don't judge them, we are able to surrender and release any attachments to whatever it is it's attempting to teach us. And anytime you judge it, you become part of that illusion, that story, that lack of whatever it is, whether it's a fear-based belief or an insecure-based belief. If you judge it or make it wrong or don't be part of it and evolve it to a place of peace, then it just continues to nag you until you listen to it and understand or accept whatever it is it's attempting to show you. And when you embrace it, that's your freedom ticket to moving it to a place of letting go of the attachment to it. And when we're learning our lessons in that area and we start to evolve, where your inner spirit becomes more active, there's a sense of lightness, a sense of peacefulness, a sense of joyfulness, a sense of flowing with spirit, with the universe, with life. And thereby you have this sense of joy, you have this sense of peace, love and acceptance, a sense of freedom, what I call your freedom of your inner spirit, where it could play and enjoy life and not feel the struggles because it's not caught up in the limitations or the fears or the negativities or attached to them by feeding them and making them that truth. Instead, it's attached to the universal love of abundance, of heightened levels of love and joy and peace, and that becomes your truth. So you're at a totally different vibration. And from that vibration, you attract on the physical plane a mirroring, a match to what that is that you're feeling inside. And thereby, the manifestations in your life, whether it's work, relationships, or inner work, becomes more playful in the process rather than just trying to have an outcome. So that you get to enjoy life more rather than, I wish I got this, then I'll be happy, or then I'll be more secure, or then I won't have fears. Instead, you're going to have the saying, I feel great today. I feel peaceful today. I feel amazing today. And when things start to unfold with more of it, and you feel that gratitude and that appreciation, it only heightens it more and more and more. And that's what my gift is to you, is to support you in that process by helping you to remember your inner truth and not your illusions through activations and through messages and through all of these wonderful gifts that you know inside you already have that sometimes get hidden by false illusionary beliefs that you picked up at birth or you picked up in your own learning. Not that they're bad. You came here to learn. You came here to evolve. So it's part of your schooling. It's just now, instead of it being fed with a power, it gets released instead. And the attachments are no longer there. So take a breath. Really feel that. In fact, hold your breath for a moment. Feel that sense of what freedom would feel like. And then take another deep breath before you let it out. And feel that heightened level of freedom inside. And then let it all the way out. And now take another deep, 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 deep breath. And feel what it would feel like to have that inner joy inside. We sometimes forget to allow ourselves to be happy. And inner joy is different than allowing others to make you happy. It's a joy that you take out that nothing or no one can take away from you. Feel what that would feel like, that inner joy. And then take a deep breath and hold it as long as you can before you take another breath and release it. Kind of fun, isn't it? Now take another deep breath and feel what it feels like to feel this wholeness of inner love. Take another deep breath and hold it. Continuing to hold it, feeling that love, and then let it out. And finally, taking a deep, 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 deep breath, feeling that inner peace, the freedom of righteousness or the chaoticness. Take a deep breath, feel that peace inside, and when you're ready, just let the breath go. And take a few moments to just check inside and really get some clarity on what you're experiencing. You may want to jot some notes down. Or if you're willing to share it on the chat, or even if you feel like you want to call and share the experience, you're welcome to do that as well. The phone number, if you want to share it on the air, is 347-996-5068, or if you want to share it on the chat and you're comfortable allowing me to share it with those on the air as well, whichever is most peaceful, or if you just would like to just keep it to yourself, that's great too. It all is perfect. I'll give you a minute as you're just coming back into the room, you're jotting anything down, allow yourself to experience this. Beautiful sense of feeling, sense of beauty. Take another few minutes or a few seconds rather to just allow yourself to continue if you want to jot anything down, just experience what's going on inside. So we always enjoy doing these meditations. I'm always guided to do it in a different way each time because of who's listening and what's important. And hopefully the message rang true for you, whatever it was that may have been said and shared to help you on your path in your own evolution. A couple of things I want to share. Our next show is always the second Wednesday of every month, and I'm keeping it at the 8 o'clock for now. So the next show is going to be on August 12th at 8 p.m. And if you are interested in having either making a donation or having a one question reading, you're welcome to do that. I always allow this show to open up to questions based on the messages, and that you could just call and ask any question around that just for more clarity. And if you're interested in having a reading, you go to the website Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.web.com, and then you click on the location tab and you can either make a donation, or if you want a question, a one question answered, you can do that as well. A lot of times people do that before the show actually starts. Sometimes they do it a week before. They send me an email saying, this is the number I'm going to be calling in on. And then some people do it during the show. The benefit of doing it during the show is to do it as early as possible so that I have enough time to answer your question and tune into the spirit guides, of which I do tune into your spirit guides of the highest order. I call those in. Sometimes I'll get messages from the other side, and other times I get messages from the angelic realm and the higher vibrational love beings. And so I tune into everything. I also go along your timeline and see if there's anything going on with regard to the present and then moving forward. I don't go too far into your timeline. And the reason why is because, A, on the spiritual plane, there's no such thing as time. And we get too caught up in the time, then the ego wants to control an outcome. So when I go along the timeline, it's mostly not so much for predictions, but rather to see where your lessons are taking you and how to move through the lessons and require wisdom with greater clarity so that you don't drag out the lessons and keep repeating them because of the lack of knowledge or lack of clarity. It's an earth school that we become smarter in. And now that we're evolving where the inner spirit is taking over, we actually learn quicker and things move faster. As this year starts to unfold, it's going to speed up even more depending upon where you're at with your own evolution. And next year is going to be the year where things are going to really move really quickly. So between now and September, we're actually closing out a lot of things that are not part of our life that was necessary to clear out, that we haven't cleared out in the past, you know, as far as belief systems or family things that have held us back, or any kind of what I call karmic situations that have to do with the ancestral realm, your family heritage, and that are required. And so there's a lot of things going on. We're moving into a Venus retrograde at the end of this month, which is allowing you to see what's going on with your relationships and that haven't been cleared up that is necessary to clear up. And so it kind of puts it in your face in a way and helps you to see what you really want to say with your own way of communicating with others. And then I believe it's the Pluto that went retrograde until September, if my memory is correct. And what that's doing is it's bringing up things that have to do with unfinished business of your past relationships with yourself and the ancestral realm, so that you could finally be done with it. And so if you've done a lot of that inner work already and you're feeling a sense of lightness, then your inner spirit is becoming more active and moving more into your purpose. And majority of the time, you'll start to notice that you're not attached to things or trying to push things as much or trying to make things happen. There's a sense of trust with your inner spirit, a sense of trust and faith with the universe. There isn't this sense of insecurity or self-doubt going on because you know that the universe has your back. And as a result of that, there's a calmness that kicks in. So if you're experiencing more of that, more of a flow with that, then you are more in alignment with your inner spirit than you would be if you're experiencing more of the fears or the insecurities or the attachments or trying to force things or getting caught up in limitations. Then that means your human ego is more active and the control is more active. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just more struggle-oriented. You're still going to learn your lessons. It's just going to be a lot more stressful. And if you're choosing to have more peace in your life, more joy and more love, then there's a lot of surrendering that's going to happen with the attachment. So as you become wiser, you start letting go of the focus of giving your power to that of which is creating the stress, the creating the drama, creating the confusion, creating the denials, creating the fears, and you start putting more of your attention on your inner spirit and meditating and relaxing and focusing on love and really giving yourself a lot more of nurturing and really focusing on gratitude and appreciation more. And thereby, you're able to flow more with life. And with that being said, there are times when you have lessons that are you're going to go through because it's part of learning in this life. And so as you're learning those lessons, you start to become wiser because you're becoming more aware of what these lessons are showing you and how to become smarter by not repeating it over and over and over again. And that's one of the gifts of really tuning in. The outside world is a mirror sometimes of what you're here to learn. If you look at the people, the situations, as energies rather than as people doing something to you, but rather look at it as what they are trying to teach you, you'll see a pattern, and through that pattern you'll be able to get the clarity on the lessons. And as a result of that, you'll be able to move through life becoming more aware of what you're learning. And so it becomes a playground because you're seeing things from more gratitude and appreciation rather than sometimes we get caught up in a victim consciousness or frustration or denial or stress because we don't like what we're seeing out in the world and we think that is more of our truth. And so we give it power and then it continues on until we say, wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm feeding something that's not truth to me anymore. And thereby you wake up and realize that you'd rather have peace and not feed that. And then you start to move into the opposite of what that's showing you. And thereby you start to evolve it. So the more you do that, the more life becomes a playground and less of a struggle. And your whole entire life shifts to more gratitude and more appreciation. It is a process. It is a learning. And that's where the compassion kicks in, depending upon where your evolution is. It's not a race of who's better than someone else or comparing yourself. It's an inner focus and looking at the outer world to show you what is not working in your inner world. And then looking at the outer world to show you what is working in your inner world because it reflects as well. And so you get to reward yourself in both situations. Rather than looking at what's not working as a failure, you look at it as a learning. And what is working for you, you look at it as a success, as a sense of accomplishment, as a sense of enjoyment. And so they both become beautiful experiences in life. And it continues to empower you and make you more confident. And that's when life becomes more joyful. So I work with people to help them become smarter in those areas by activating the inner spirit so that you are able to transmute those energies that are not serving you by certified as a hypnotist by putting you into a relaxed state and working with your spirit guides in the angelic realm. And when you're in a relaxed state, there's not as much of attachment to those beliefs, and so they get transmuted in the form of energy, and thereby it's easier to release the block or expand in what you're already expanding in. And thereby when you're focus is on a partnering with a oneness with your human part and your inner spirit, life is definitely heightened in love, joy, peace, and prosperity. And that's what makes it so much more fun. So do you have any questions on anything we just shared? Because some of it was channeled through me to share and some of it came from me. So let's just kind of check in and see if anybody has any questions they would like to ask. And see if you also want to check in and ask any questions on what was shared, you can call 347-996-5068 if you have a question you want to ask on the air with regard to this message. Okay, so all doing good. Great. Okay, so if we have no questions, again, I want to mention that our next show is on August 12th at 8 p.m., and what we're going to do at that point is continuing to tune in to your spirit guides, continuing the expansiveness and allowing you to become aware inside of you and always giving a channeled message and a meditation. So if we can now go into a closure, we can just close our eyes and allow ourselves to just take some really deep breaths as we complete this show. Time flies when we're having fun. And just allow ourselves to just breathe, feeling the sense of inner joy, a sense of love. All this beauty inside, breathing it all the way in. And nurturing the mind with this energy. Nurturing the emotions. And nurturing the body. You breathe in, feeling this beauty inside as it grows and expands. Taking three deep, deep, deep breaths. With each breath going as you can, all the way down. And just taking a moment to tune inside and see what's going on in your inner world. Does it feel more peaceful, more joyful, more nurturing? Let go of anything that may contradict that. And just keep breathing into that part. If there is any areas that you would like to experience greater peace inside, or love, or joy, just breathe all the way into those areas. And slowly coming back into the room, since we only have a minute left, bring in your thoughts into silence as you come back into the present moment. Your physical body becoming aware of where you're sitting or lying down. Feeling your emotions joyful, loving, and playful. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, give yourself a beautiful hug. And I will see you next month if you choose to join me in this beautiful experience of joy, love, peace, prosperity. Much love to you. Have a phenomenal week, phenomenal rest of this month, and we'll see you next month.